Linda Santos has her work cut out for her as the newly appointed director of the Honolulu Zoo, which lost its Association of Zoos and Aquariums accreditation in March of 2016. Some 10% of American zoos win AZA accreditation, and getting it back is going to be a top priority. She's with us in our studio. Hi, Linda, and congratulations on the new job.
Thank you, Chris, and it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And this is a culmination of quite a few years at that very facility, right?
Yes, over 30 years working there at the Honolulu Zoo.
I want to, you know, the whole idea of loss of accreditation has that sort of ominous sound, but yet it isn't given to that many zoos, right?
Right. There's only 200 and maybe 30-something zoos that actually have been accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums.
And just to be clear, it was based on their lack of feeling of assurance of a steady revenue stream. Is that an accurate description?
Yes. They want to see some accuracy of, like, stable funding. And it was also the roles of all the different entities that ran the zoo, mm-hmm. the governing authority. Clearly, we needed to define the roles of all the partners, the Zoological Society, our concessionaire, governing authority, and zoo director.
So some concern about who decides what?
Yeah, so who's running what portion of the zoo, who has a say in what? Mm-hmm. Everyone has great ideas, and I think it was just getting all those ideas into sort of one room and one package and how to move forward with mm-hmm. all that.
So that's obviously your task, getting it back. And what kind of things are you going to do that?
So, you know, one is we need a new memorandum of agreement with our nonprofit. And the governing authority has, this administration has been very supportive of the zoo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking at how we're going to get accreditation, they're very interested. And our nonprofit has been very interested in, you know, getting accreditation as well. So
sure.
I think the focus, the zoo is in a good place, and everyone has a focus, and we're working together as a team mm-hmm. To meet the goal. So we'll put our best foot forward when the time comes.
One of the things that you and I were talking about a little bit earlier, just talking before the show, is how much zoos have changed over the 30 years you've been in the business. How have they changed?
They have changed drastically. So, you know, when you come to a zoo now, it's more educational and based on conservation. So zoos have designed exhibits so that the animals are, so to speak, not in these barred cages.
Yeah.
Those were the old zoos. And today, you know, exhibits look more naturalistic and, you know, there's enrichment at it. So you don't have the pacing bear and, you know, that kind of stuff. So
because I have a childhood memory from the Central Park Zoo of a pacing panther who clearly was, you know, had behavioral problems resulting from being caged.
Yeah.
It seems as if it took a long time for that to be understood.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of research and studies that went on about animal welfare. Mm-hmm. And the thought was if you were going to have animals in captivity, then you need to treat them right.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
So are we in a pretty good place vis-a-vis that now?
Yeah, the concern for AZ was never about animal welfare.
Right.
And, you know, our staff works really hard, and they're very dedicated, and they take really good care of our animals.
Yeah. Well, it also seems as if you have some real repeat visitors, because we sort of put out a call over the weekend to listeners mm-hmm. to have questions for you. And frankly, I thought somebody was going to ask about the accreditation and, you know, the things that have been in the paper. Instead, they're very specific questions about from people who clearly know what's going on at the zoo. Is the Malaysian sun bear exhibit completed?
So the Malaysian sun bear exhibit is not completed. The bid went out. We just awarded it to a contractor. Mm-hmm. And so the exhibit is actually now part of the reptile and amphibian complex. So as you go through the reptile and amphibian complex, you'll come up to the Malaysian sun bear, and we're modernizing it so that there's a nice glass viewing window that guests can actually see the bear. So that's going to start being worked on real soon.
Well, here's another question, just to give an example of the kind of questions we got. Are meerkats back on exhibit?
Yes, our meerkats are back on exhibit. They've been on exhibit for a while, and the only time we take them off is when they're doing some work in the exhibit, cleaning and...
Well, you know, when I looked at these questions, Linda, what they said to me was, loyalty and repeat visits, right?
Yes. We have a lot of repeat visitors. We have people who are members, obviously. And we also have visitors that come from the mainland that tend to visit the zoo every year.
Uh-huh.
You know, they come back and...
How do you get feedback from them? Do you have a little questionnaire?
Yeah,
that you give them?
You know, anyone's welcome to fill out a comment card at the front ticket booth area, and we read those and we take all the comments and concerns into consideration. So it's great to see all the things that people like or don't like about the zoo, because it makes us better.
And you sort of keeping a feedback loop up like that, you want to also know things like percentages of, percentages of Kama'aina visitors. Do you have a way of keeping track of that?
Right now, we really don't. Well, we do by what they pay at the ticket gate.
Right.
So every day we know how many Kama'ainas came in by what they paid to come in, because the Kama'aina rate's a little less than the general admission.
Mm-hmm.
So we can keep track of it that way, and our visitors...
It'd be interesting to compare, yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting. We do get a lot of mixed seasonal type guests as well.
Oh, sure.
So you see, a flux of different visitors depending on the time of the year and the season.
So it sounds as if your task regarding the accreditation is giving some assurance of consistent funding, right?
Yes.
That the city is behind you.
Exactly.
And also, it sounds as if a little bit of streamlining of administration.
Yes.
Chains of command.
Yeah.
Accurate to say?
That's very accurate to say. So, everyone has the zoo's best interests in mind. And I think it was to get everybody in the room and to focus. And instead of everyone asking or telling the zoo, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do.
Right.
I think it's more where we want people to say, how can we help?
Yeah.
And what should we focus on? And with those efforts, you can make huge strides, because instead of arguing about whose idea is the best,
right,
everyone has the same goal and focus moving forward.
Makes a lot of sense, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Linda Santos has worked for the Honolulu Zoo for more than 31 years. Started in 1986 as a trainee in the bird section, worked as an animal keeper from 86 to 2008, a bird specialist from 2008 to 2011, and as the zoo's general curator from 2012 to 2015. Served as the zoo's assistant zoo director since July of 2015, and now she's the executive director.
Could be walking around a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you, and there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too, and I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll pee.